let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and search for the title of this podcast using the search box on that page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on the ancienthopes.org website. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and radio show. I'm Danny Gallagher, and I'm here in the studio with Father John Wargle. How you doing, Father John?
I'm doing just fine today.
Boy, it's a great day today. Sun's back out after that terrible snow.
That's right. You know, it's cold though. I'm looking forward to May.
Yeah. Oh man, you got a ways to go.
It's a weird thing because people listening to this will be listening at any.
That's right. Anytime. Yes, I probably shouldn't have even said that. Yeah, worried about the weather.
Yeah.
Yes. But anyway, so we're going to talk about a little chunk of the story where Jacob has an experience of God on his way back to see his son Joseph.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's very significant because, again, in life, God doesn't always come knocking on our door, right? I mean,
you mean it's not obvious?
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, he's always there, right?
Yes.
But you know, with these really intense encounters, they're very rare.
Yeah.
And Jacob had a number of these, right?
Yeah.
When he went out of the land. And then when he came back into the land at the Brook of Jabbok, the first one at Bethel, and again, this was pure grace, Danny.
Yeah.
Okay. There's nothing to commend this man in the eyes of humanity. It's pure grace.
Yeah. He wasn't
really
a great guy.
We have to get that really into our heads, okay?
Yes.
And so we see that he's been in grief for 20 years. He's not in a good place, okay? His sons don't like him. He may not like his sons,
yeah.
Except for Benjamin, right?
Right. His favorite.
His favorite. And so the brothers come back with all these riches of Egypt.
Yeah.
That Joseph wanted him to see, to understand that this is not just a dream.
Right. Okay. Right. And to really prove that Joseph is the guy that they're saying that he is, because Jacob, there's no way he's going to believe any of this.
Oh,
you know, it's so hard for him to understand.
Right. And Joseph knew that. That's why he sent this caravan of Egyptian. It'd be fun to sort of have something like that come into your front yard, wouldn't it? And just
yes.
look and see what these antique, treasures would be like.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm sure that they would be very head spinning for us today,
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah, right. So anyways, the brothers had a lot of explaining to do, right? But we're not quite sure how much explaining they did, okay?
Right. I'm not positive that the whole story
He may have suspected, but, in this case, what you don't know is better, right? So the brothers knew, but they have come to terms with Joseph with regard to this whole thing, right? And so now they spring on him. Joseph's alive. He rules Egypt, right?
It's too unbelievable, a story.
It is too unbelievable. So he basically demands that, Joseph doesn't demand, but he basically says, you need to survive. The only way you can survive is to come to Egypt.
Yeah.
Right? So he has to leave the land of promise. This is a big deal.
Sure, yeah. Right? It's his family life's blood, sort of.
Yeah, yeah. The first time, when Joseph went down to Egypt, right, he was presented with a bloody cloak. He says, my soul will go down to Sheol in mourning for my son, right? Well, in a way, Egypt is Sheol. It is the world in all its worst presentation, right?
Yeah.
And so it wasn't a prophecy, right, that he would go down, and now he's going to go down and see his son. So
yeah,
this is all orchestrated by God, and Egypt is a part of every one of us, right?
Yep.
We can't escape it, okay? Mm-hmm. And neither could Israel, as being every man, every woman.
Sure,
right?
It's the world, and we're in the world, and so there's
right.
no way that we can get around that.
That's right.
We have to deal with it every minute of every day.
Every minute of every day. You know, we're in the world, but not of the world, as Jesus tells us, right?
Yeah.
So he sets off down the dusty roads to the southern deserts with all his possessions, you know, all his family, you know. And it's kind of like a microcosm of the redeemed, okay?
Yes.
Traveling with Jacob, okay? And he comes to a place, Beersheba, which actually I was there once. It's right now, who knows what it looked like before, but it's pretty deserty around there, right? Mm-hmm. And there's the wells. They said this is Abraham's well, okay?
Wow.
Or Jacob's well, I guess they would
yeah.
call it, right? Yeah. But anyways, it was there. And Danny, I don't know why I did this, but when I was just a kid, I always was haunted by a very simple verse in chapter 21 of Genesis, where it said that Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba, and there he called upon the name of the living God, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, why am I so struck by this as a kid?
Yeah, interesting.
You know, I mean, really, right? Why? You know, there's just something about that just draws the mystery, okay? So anyways, this would have been a very mysterious thing for Jacob, because at this point, Abraham has been dead, you know. He lives a really long time, right? And their lives with Jacob must have overlapped some with Abraham.
Sure.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this happened, who knows, maybe 100 years before. And so the trees must have grown old and gnarled.
Yeah.
And a very mysterious place,
dark.
Danny, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so now he's coming and walking to this grove, and you can imagine it's evening, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then, who knows, maybe the Ruach Elohim, the wind of God, blew through this whole thing, right?
Sure.
And he said, Yaakov, okay, Jacob. It's interesting. He didn't call him Israel, which is the name, but, you know.
Yeah.
I think if I remember right, I hope I'm not getting this messed
up. That's the name that God gave Jacob. Israel.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, but he called him by his old name, Yaakov. Okay. Now, this doubling the name, Danny, again, there's just something that stirs my soul, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, when he approached Abraham, he said, Avraham, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and then with Moshe at the burning bush, Moses,
uh-huh.
Moshe, okay,
yeah.
Right? And here, you know, Yaakov, the doubling name, and it works the reverse, because when God, Yahweh, when he reveals his himself and his name and what it means to Moses when he's on the mountain, he said, Yahweh, a God of grace and compassion, okay?
Yeah.
The doubling of the name, I think, serves to add a certain mystery.
Well, mystery and kind of emphasis to me.
Emphasis,
yeah.
Right.
You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Wargle. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website. Then use the search box to find the post with the same title as this podcast. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
The doubling of the name, I think, serves to add a certain mystery.
Well, mystery and kind of emphasis to me.
Emphasis,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, and to know God by his name, okay? And for him to speak our name, right? You know,
yeah.
Danny, you know, type thing, you know what I mean?
I remember when my mom was mad at me. She used to yell my name twice.
Well, what's your middle name?
John.
Daniel John.
That's it. Yeah, right. That's right. No, it's Danny.
Yes.
I get it.
You get it, right. But this is very special because names are very special. And for God to know us by name, and for us to know God by name is to know God and have him to know you.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more profound and mystical and wonderful than that. So that means that Jacob at this point now is reaching the level of Abraham, his ancestor.
Oh, yeah.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay. Because he's getting this encounter. His name is doubled, you know, just like theirs. And so now Jacob is starting to emerge as something to look at. Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody that after the humiliation of a long life, which we'll talk about in another post where he talks to Pharaoh about his life, he emerges as in true greatness.
Yeah. Okay. Which is really amazing considering the history.
Really amazing, right? And that's the beauty of this whole thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So God was among the trees waiting for him. He says, I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt. Okay, so it is a fearful place.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What are they going to do to me? You know, and bad things do happen down there, and they will happen, right?
Right, yeah.
But he says, don't be afraid, okay?
I mean, think about the reality and think about the stories. You know, just the stories that would have come back to say all these terrible things have happened
to
people.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, even if some of them weren't true.
I mean, in some ways, they would be tantalizing as well. I mean, like New York City or something, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right, exactly.
Know? It's a lot of interesting things about, you know, a lot of culture and all that sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
It's not all dark, right? But it's a dangerous place.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So, for I will make of you a great nation there, which is what? It's a repetition of the promise that he made to Abraham.
Yeah.
And now he's making it to Jacob.
Yeah. Right? Wow.
I myself will go down with you to Egypt. That's important, okay? Because that's the covenantal code. Remember, when Joseph was in prison, it says that Yahweh was with Joseph when he was in Potiphar's house. When he was in the prison, Yahweh was with him, and now he's going to be with them going down to Egypt, right?
Yeah.
And I will also bring you up again, and Joseph's own hand will close your eyes. Wow. You know what I mean? This is a big deal. So,
yeah.
God graciously gives Jacob the assurance that his soul so desperately needed to know here, okay?
Right. God is really helping him to be fully okay, it seems like to me,
right,
with this trip. Because he must have been so, so nervous or whatever about going down.
Yeah, I mean, in a very practical way, because traveling at that age and all that stuff, you know, and, you know, the concerns he would have for his family, but a spiritual way too, because he was leaving the land of promise.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Going to an unknown.
Yeah, right, right.
So God's helping him to understand that the unknown won't be as bad. It's a good thing, and God will be with him.
Right.
Which is really helpful.
Right. And plus, he now feels like, oh my, he probably doesn't feel worthy to stand with Abraham and Isaac, his fathers, but he does join their ranks.
Yes.
By this encounter. And that to him was also something he needed to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's a fulfillment of the promises that came from his earlier encounters.
Yeah.
And that's, Danny, is what's so important in life. Especially as you get older, if you stay faithful, you can look back and say, wow, okay, God truly exists. I know that because this happened.
Uh-huh.
He encountered me. I had these promises, and now we see how he fulfills them. And we see how it is completely and totally something that God does. Okay, because we are like Jacob. We're totally weak, and we morally limp along in life.
Yeah,
right.
And we don't live lives that deserve that kind
no.
of yeah, a wonderful yeah. treatment. Yeah.
No, not at all. Right.
That grace. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So the beauty of this is that in this little company lie the hopes of the whole world.
Yeah.
I mean, because packed into this is how God's going to save the world through this people. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the significant yeah. things that I was thinking mm-hmm. about a lot because of this story is the idea that, and I know we've talked about this through every step of the way, but that God was integrally involved with the whole thing. Like he was directing a play here from the very beginning of Jacob's life through all those things that Jacob did that were so terrible, and then into Joseph and the dreams and all that, and all the way through the whole thing. And now we've come to really coming toward the end of the story, and
right.
God is still
yeah. uh-huh.
very much involved now with Jacob
yeah,
and his trip.
He does all this without violating the wills of the players on the stage.
Yes, right.
Right? I mean,
so
they
sort
had
of,
real parts yeah. to play,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
And they had real choices to play. But overall, you've got the director, and in some ways that was Joseph. He took
yes.
on that, but God working through him, and he knew that, right?
Right.
So the play now is coming close to its end, right?
Yeah.
So Jacob's life, and we'll talk a little bit more of this in our post, really sort of emphasizes the doctrine of sanctification.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The long process of becoming holy.
Yes.
And starting from not so good a place, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And it should give us all hope, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, no matter how holy we might be, you know, have you heard of Benedict Groeschel? The name comes to my mind because
uh-huh.
He was, you know, he died a few years ago. And, my friend, Father Michael Roach, okay, actually, he was a spiritual director, and he gave me some of his books to read. And he's, you know, he's a very profound Franciscan, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Could it possibly be with the name Benedict? I don't know. I hope, I'm just pulling this stuff out of my head right now.
We'll correct it later if we have to.
No, this is it. It's going to be on.
Okay.
All our mistakes stay on here. But someone asked him, you know, what are you going to say when you see, you know, when you see Jesus? And he's just going to say, mercy, mercy. And if a holy monk like him, you know what I mean, or friar,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
What about little old me?
And right, exactly.
God have mercy.
Yes.
I'm glad that the word mercy said so much in the Mass. You know, that just gives him balm to the soul, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's what we're seeing here. Okay, anything else you want to talk about this today?
No, just that it is just a great story of a guy that really starts out as a really terrible guy and then works his way through life
yeah.
and becomes really in relationship with God and
yeah.
and God really helps him do all that.
And God just loves him, you know? A lot yeah. of people didn't like Jacob,
uh-huh.
and even his family.
Yeah.
But the thing to keep in mind that he's got, God always loves those we don't like.
I got to remember that. Good.
Yeah.
Okay, great story. Thanks
okay.
for coming in.
God bless. Bye.
See you next time on Deep Dive into Scripture. Thanks for listening. Please go to AncientHopes.org and the Books of the Bible links on that page for related posts from Father John. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.